Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all sound better without the rose. Just trying to help you out.
It's good to see everybody this morning. A few announcements we'll make as we get started with worship. Reminder, we'd like to find out who is in worship today. And the way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could give us your name, contact information, and check the appropriate boxes. This lets us get to know you a little bit better. We ask, once you're done, send it down so everybody has a chance to fill that out on your pew. And we do ask, once it gets to the last person, once you're done, if you could send it back to where it got started, that would be very helpful. That first person, when it comes back to you, if you could tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you for that. It is in praise of God, Music Sunday. We're excited about the celebration of music today and all the work that has gone in for the preparation for this hour of worship. A few announcements we'd like to make before we get started with that. We will not have children's time today. Lots of other fun things that are happening, so no children's time today. Our family ministry team, we're meeting today at 4 o'clock. That's preschool, children, youth, councils, and family enrichment committee today at 4 o'clock. Youth, we are leaving around 5:30. We're going out to eat together to Dario. That's just youth. And anybody else who might want to go, y'all can meet us there. They have good hot dogs, but we are leaving at 5:30. Looks like Big Raj has an announcement.
I do. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I love it. Now, if
there's
anybody in here that can't hear me, you need to yell. Told that last Sunday some of you didn't hear me up in the balcony and down in the very back next. But I'll try to keep my voice up loud. My purpose of being here today, again, is to let you know where we are on our summer vision project, the home project, the house we're building for Mrs. Waller and her daughter and two grandsons. They're living in a condemned house at the present time, and our fund for that project, our budget for that project is $28,000. We are 10% of the way there. We have $2,800. That's correct, Matt?
Yes. That's correct.
That's correct. Okay. So the fund is open. We've got 4 weeks to raise the $28,000. And we can do it. Our church has never failed to do that, but I just need to encourage you. Wednesday, we will have the bulletin board up about the project with the sign up sheet and the items that we'll be needing in the way of furniture and so forth. And so please be attentive to that starting Wednesday evening. Barbara will have that up. Are there any questions that anybody wants to ask? Don't. You can see me later. I understand that Brother Osley did an outstanding job this morning in making the announcement. So we've got those services covered now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your
help. Okay. A couple quick announcements. Book club is tomorrow night, May the 21st. Graduates, both high school and college and graduate school, I need your information by June the 3rd for our service on June the 10th. And children's camp information is due today. We are headed out next week. So lots of things that are happening. Very thankful for all the guests that are here today. If you're a guest, we'd like to give something to you. You've already given us, we have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. We'd like to give something to you. You've already given us your information on the pew pad, and we appreciate that. Just raise your hand right where you are. Our ushers will recognize you and give you a packet of information. This packet includes a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our congregation, as well as a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church, and a little bit of the history of College Park. So thank you for your presence this day. God speaks in many, many ways. And one of my favorites, and many of our favorites, is music. And that's why I'm excited for what he has in store for us during this time of worship. Let us prepare.
Listen. Listen, God is speaking. In this place, today, at this moment, God is speaking. Can you hear him? He's spoken to his people throughout history, through dreams, through signs, through burning bushes, through angels, through his creation, through his prophets and his people, through his word, through his son, through his spirit. He's the God who rides the skies above and thunders with a mighty voice. He is the God who spoke to Elijah in a gentle whisper. The same God who has spoken to his people in history is still speaking today to us. In the midst of the tumult of our lives, in the midst of our business and our busyness, in the midst of the constant noise of technology, in the midst of our hurts, our strife, our joy, and our laughter, God is speaking. He's speaking. Can you hear him? Listen. Listen, for God is speaking.
Let's pray together. Father, our souls cry out in words of praise, words of thanksgiving. We sing to you. Father, in this time of worship, may everything that's done in this place be done with you in mind. May everything that we do, every word that is spoken, every song that is played and sung, every prayer that is lifted up, be done for you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. God speaks through his creation. In fact, he spoke creation into existence. Planets, stars, sun, moon, roaring oceans, majestic mountains, colorful flowers, healing plants, creatures immense and infinitesimal. He spoke, and from the formless void they appeared. He has spoken through a burning bush that was not consumed. His rainbow reminds us of his promise to never destroy the earth by flood again. And were we to be silent, the very rocks would cry out his praise. In his creation, we see and hear his artistry. We are amazed at his beauty. We see his order in the movement of planets, the seasons, the tides. We discover his majesty. We realize he is unfathomable, and we must join creation in singing his praise. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted.
your glory. The oceans mirror your grace. How deep, how high, how wonderful you are. The earth is telling your mystery. The heavens singing your praise.
Psalm 119, 105, and 129 through 135 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me." God speaks through his word. He instructs, giving understanding. He challenges, questioning our motives and actions. He encourages, equipping us to do his will. He declares his jealousy and seeks our love. He speaks through his word, telling stories of fallen people restored by his love, stories of betrayal and limitless forgiveness, stories of unlikely and sometimes unlikable heroes, stories of redemption and grace, real stories of real people, both good and bad, doing the extraordinary through the power of God. He speaks through his word, words of warning, words of grace, words of admonition, words of peace, words of counsel, words of healing, words of love, precious promises for today and for our future.
Talk.
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God speaks through his works, his actions on our behalf, actions of love and redemption. Do not be deceived. God has worked and continues to work for your good. You see, he loves you perfectly. You see, we are powerless without him. Powerless over our past, powerless over our sinfulness, powerless over our circumstances, powerless over the future. But God gave his son for us. God gave his son to die for us, so that we might have victory over our past, so that we may have grace to cover our sinfulness, so that we aren't defined and overwhelmed by our circumstances, so that we might have a hope for a future. And he has given us his Spirit, pouring love into our hearts, love for him and love for others. In fact, God's works throughout eternity declared one word persistently and loudly, if we will hear it. And that word is love.
Thank you. in the 9 o'clock service, Mary asked us what were the songs that were important to us. And before I prayed, I just wanted to give a short reflection. I used to do devotions where I used to work as the chaplain up at Northern Hospital, and Wednesday morning would be devotions, and there were two little ladies. Miss Snow was one lady. Her favorite song was Rock of Ages. Anytime I asked with my guitar what they'd like to sing, she'd always say Rock of Ages. Another lady would always want to sing In the Garden. And I love singing those two songs, and I was thinking myself what was the song that I really liked. And growing up, I Surrender All. I don't know if it was because the choir would always have that two-part thing. I surrender all. But I wanted to, before I prayed, just read the first verse of that. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. And then I surrender all. And I won't have you to do that banter, but that song has been important to me growing up. And I pray, I want us to think about surrendering all daily to God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for this beautiful music that's been shared this morning. We are grateful for music. We are thankful that you give us music and we can enjoy that on a daily basis. And I pray that you'll help us to worship wherever we are. We're grateful for your love and for this loving fellowship of believers. And help us to focus and worship and surrender all in all that we do. We pray that you'll take these offerings and gifts to help further your kingdom. In your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. God speaks through his people, through teachers and preachers, through servants and singers, through artists and administrators, through prayer warriors and workers whose gentle hands and spirits express love to little ones, through those who serve up front and those who do the behind-the-scenes work, through those who serve the church and those who serve outside the church walls. He speaks through the actions of his people, people sharing his wisdom, people sharing his grace, people sharing his peace, people sharing his forgiveness, people sharing his love. People willing to forgive the worst of offenses at the risk of being hurt again. People willingly love even those who are unlovely. People willing to sacrifice for those who may not understand or even appreciate it. People willing to live out Christ's example in all circumstances. People speaking words of kindness, compassion, humility, gentleness, and patience, even in the midst of chaos, anger, and frustration. He speaks through his people. Are you allowing him to speak through you?
Against a back that's held down.
beauty, His glories to display. He placed sweet notes of purpose upon my yielded heart, and as He gently fashions my life into
And yes, God speaks through song. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." I had an interesting couple of phone calls a couple of weeks ago. It was Wednesday night. I was sitting in the in Smith Hall, and we were eating, and I went to call my husband because he hadn't gotten here yet. I picked up the phone and realized he had left me a message that says, "I'm on my way, grab me some food, I'm going to be a few minutes late." And so I grabbed him some food, and I went and sat back down, and I thought, well, where is he? And about the time I went over to do children's choir, I got a phone call. And it was my husband's sergeant, and he said, "Your husband's going to be late. He's probably going to be very late." And I said, "Okay." And he'd had, you know, something really good happen the day before at work, so I thought, well, he's had a big breakthrough on a case or something. I said, "Oh, well, what's up?" He says, "Well, are you sitting down?" I thought, wow, this must be really good. He says, "Well, he's been in a shooting, and he is going to be tied up for a few hours. And he's not going to be home anytime soon." He says, "But he's okay." I should correct that. He said, "First of all, he's okay, but he's been involved in a shooting." He actually did it very well. But anyway, it was time for choir to start, children's choir to start. And I knew my patience was probably not going to be very great at that moment. And so I turned it over to those that helped me out in there, and I kind of walked and prayed for a little while and kind of said, "Okay, Lord, I have no idea what's going on right now." And in that moment, I didn't know if he'd been shot at, if he had shot, if he had hurt somebody, if he'd come close to getting hurt, all of these things kind of running around in my head and not quite knowing what was going on. But I also knew I couldn't see him at that point in time, so I was just as good to kind of hang out here with people that I knew were going to support me a little bit, and I knew that we really needed to have choir rehearsal that night. Anyway, I had this interesting moment, because in the midst of all this stuff that was going on, we started to have choir rehearsal, and in the middle of it, I realized that God was speaking to me through what we were singing. And it's kind of funny, because I plan songs to go with sermons and different things that are going on, and sometimes I don't even know why I plan them, and I just know that God said this is the one, and somehow I have to think that God knew what was going to happen that night, even though I didn't. And so in the middle of doubt and frustration and uncertainty and all the other things, these were the words that the Spirit was singing to my heart through what the choir was singing. "Jesus is fairer. Jesus is purer. He makes our sorrowing spirits sing. When I'm down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I'm still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I'm strong when I'm on your shoulders." And then to live his song, to be his music, to know a harmony with Christ that sings and soars, to live his song even when sorrowing, to live the wonder of his peace, his joy, his love. You see, God speaks to our hearts in so many ways, in so many moments, even at times when we may or may not really be open to hearing him. But more than that, our God hears us. He hears our hurts. He hears our worries. He hears the cries of our hearts. And he responds in so many ways, speaking wisdom and peace into our lives through his words and his works and his creation and his people, and yes, even through music. He's alive in this world, and his spirit is speaking. God is speaking. His voice is not hidden. However, it's often not heard. Are you listening? Can you hear his voice? In the midst of all that is going on in your life, can you hear God? He invites us to listen in the midst of our busyness, to see him in the smallest detail of our lives, to see him in the workplace, to see him as we rush about, to see him in moments of joy and laughter, to see him in the dark places, to choose to see him even when the chaos of our lives would hide him from us, and to hear his voice when the noise of our circumstances would drown him out. He invites us to choose. He invites us to hear. He invites us to listen and to know him. He invites us to listen and be changed. We're told in the first chapter of James, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Hear him speak. Attune your hearts to him. Take his words with you as you go about life. Take his love with you. And don't just listen. Do what he says and live his words.
There'll be a response, then I invite you to come and say a word of thanks and appreciation to the musicians who've made today's service so meaningful. Let's pray together. Dear Father, as we go, we pray that we would listen. We pray that we would listen to your voice as it speaks softly sometimes, as it whispers. Sometimes it has to scream at us to get our attention. But in each case, Lord, we pray that we would listen and that we would act obediently, that we would live out the word of God that lives through us so that others can see you in us. And we pray that as others ask the nature of why we believe and what we believe, that we would be ready to give a reply. God, we pray that you would walk with us now, encourage us and strengthen us as we seek to serve you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Music sung, music played, gospel lived, rehearsed, prayed, humble meek, yet unafraid. We are called to live this song. Angels song.
concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.